Okay, this is the intro. One, two, three. Who are you?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Guys, I've Lost It. My name is Alexa.
I'm Joseph.
I will be your host.
I will be your co-host. Mm-hmm.
And this podcast is just us talking about
the rambling thoughts of a mad woman.
Yeah, pretty much everything that's trending and everything that's popular nowadays. And us just rambling way too much until we literally forgot what was the first topic.
Yes. Agreed.
And
yeah. Cue theme song.
Guys, I've lost it.
Are you ready for episode 7?
You just threw me into the bushes.
The magical number of 7. 7.
Already 7?
Yeah, 7. I think
that's number 7 episode. And we're late already.
Ah, it's fine.
We're late because we have
7 weeks. It's fucking nuts.
Don't even remind me. We had some scheduling issues. Conflicts. But here,
yeah, episode but 7.
Let me tell you. Crazy. It is Wednesday, my dudes. And we are here today, even though it is a day late. While we're recording this, I'm pretty sure it's gonna come out like tomorrow,
maybe tonight or something. Maybe if I have time, I'll go to the gym and then
fucking. You're gonna go to the gym?
Yeah, dog. Ain't no rest for the wicked and all that. Because I saw Cage the Elephant last week. Woo! No, you don't know that band, do you? No.
Cigarette.
There you go.
Daydream. You were only 17. So sweet with that mean streak.
Did you miss us? Did you miss us? I bet you missed us.
I don't think anybody. I think people were like, damn, they already quit already. It's been only
six episodes. I mean, 6 episodes is 6 weeks, dude. That's crazy. That's like that's longer than some of your fucking relationships. Some people's relationships.
That's tough. That is tough. Well, you know, 6 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, we could have said it was summertime.
It kind of was. When did fall start technically? When is that?
We're in September, no?
September 24th. Is it October or is it?
No, September. I think it's September. Once it's September, I feel like drinking a hot chocolate. And I've never had a pumpkin spice latte, but I feel like a basic bitch with my like Starbucks cup being like, it's fall time, you know?
Fall is, Jesus Christ, from September 22nd. Yeah, we're in fall already. September 22nd to December 21st.
Huh?
Is that long? Isn't that winter technically?
Yeah, I associate December with winter.
It's winter.
Anyway, like I said, 6 weeks ago, we could have said it was summer. But and now, one could say it's the summer we all turned pretty.
No, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's a movie or the show.
You're the show. This right
I haven't watched
now.
It. I haven't watched
with your
it.
Glasses, look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, my glasses were like on the side.
Basically. It's okay. It's okay. It is a show, and the show has ended.
Okay. It just ended?
Yeah, with like 3 seasons, but it is getting a movie.
Okay.
I think you're going to hear a lot of mouth sounds from me because I'm chewing gum right now, so I'm sorry because these mics pick up everything.
This is ASMR.
Hey, guys. Oh my God. That was
pretty good. That was actually really good, dude. Nice.
That was disgusting. You're going to have to edit this out, but bleep it out.
Okay.
You know that vine where he's like, that's a good pussy.
I'm not taking that out, dude. I'm not that staying
it.
That's good content right there, dude.
No.
That's
good content. But anyway, you know what? I'm taking out this. Oh, but it's a fresh one. I'm taking out the gum. I don't want it to. No, not on your book.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, there I am. Your book has my saliva now. Anyway, The Summer I Turned Pretty is also a book. So you know what? The gum falling on the book, it relates.
I've seen the book at Barnes & Noble's, I think. I think I've seen
you
it.
You have?
I'm pretty sure I've seen it like displayed or
Let
something.
Me tell you something. I didn't even know it was a book.
Really? Until I feel like most things nowadays are books.
Book adaptation, yeah. But the show just ended, and I've never even watched the show, but just hearing about it, I'm like, girl, Belly. That's her name, Belly. Her name is Isabel, but everybody calls her Belly.
Oh, I was like, cute.
Girl, make up your goddamn mind, little bro. You want to date the brother and you want to date the other brother? Like,
oh, so you kind of know about it? You've never seen it, but you kind of know about it already?
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to give you a little. I didn't even do proper research, so I might be wrong. Basically, it's about this girl. Belly. And Belly's mom, I think her name is Laurel. Lauren? I could Lauren? Be completely wrong. I'm fucking it up. I probably should have done my research. She is best friends with this other woman whose name is Suzanne, I think. Suzanne has two boys. Their last name are Fisher, so it's the Fisher boys, you know. It's Conrad and Jeremiah. And basically, since these two moms are BFFs, their kids kind of know about each other. Suzanne has his beach house, I think. So every summer, Belly and her mom visits these people at the beach house. And basically, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of boots the house down, little bro. When I tell you, like, I was hearing about it, and I was like, Belly, she is crazy. Because her first kiss is Jeremiah, but then she's like, no, I always loved Conrad. But then she gets together with Conrad. And mind you, people are like, I'm team, again, with the love triangles. I'm on.
Yo, people love a good love triangle. Let me tell you.
They really do. And it stresses me out, bro. But people are like, I'm team Conrad. I'm team Jeremiah. And it's like, bro, I'm team nobody. Fuck you people, okay? Belly needs to live her life. Same thing I said with Bella, with Jacob, and with Edward. You know, the woman just needs to explore and live her life because... Exactly. Thank you. Because
and then the whole snapping thing. If you can't see us, so snap.
You can hear it. Because like it just stresses me out so much. So going back to how it all started, right? So basically, Belly has her first kiss with Jeremiah, and she says her forever love is Conrad. But when she starts dating Conrad, his mom gets sick of cancer. So people are like, well, he was really bad. I'm team Jeremiah because Conrad treated her like shit. It's like, well, his mom is dying. He's a fucking teenager. I don't think he ever, like, screamed at her. I think the thing people were like, well, because it was prom, and he forgot to give her flowers. Oh, well, my mom is fucking dying, so shut up. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, little things like that. Where I was like, Jeremiah is, like, a total fuckboy. Like, he's definitely like, hey, baby. You know?
But did he treat her right, though?
No. Mm. And le pegó los tarros. He cheated on her when he went to Cabo. When he went to Cabo? Yeah. And when he did something in college or whatever. He cheated on her like twice.
Oh, okay. So they actually dated these two?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
Like, Belly girl. Come on now, Miss girl. What? She was a virgin, so you know the dick wasn't even that good because they weren't even together like that.
They weren't even like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, why did you... Anyway, bro. So basically, last season of the show... I should have done my research. Last season of the show, Jeremiah proposes to her.
Oh, shit. Okay, so she stayed with the kid after the... Okay.
Yeah, after everything.
Yo, I have to watch the show.
It's on Amazon Prime. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Everyone has Amazon Prime.
Not me, bitch.
You don't? Your mother doesn't have Amazon Prime?
No. We have Peacock.
What the fuck? Yeah, but Amazon Prime for, like, ordering stuff. You guys don't order from Amazon?
My mom uses her work account.
That has Prime.
I guess. Prime anyway. Video. But, yeah, so last season, Jeremiah proposes. And she's like... Okay, so
she said yes.
My nuts, dude, literally. Nuts.
It's always your first. Always fucks you.
And
up, dude.
even Susanna, whatever her name is, even she knew that Conrad was the one for Belly because on the wedding day she gave. Well, she was dead. Se murió. But but Belly's mom gave Conrad a letter and he was like, "Oh, this is for Jeremiah. Give it to Jeremiah." You know, and I guess the mom got confused and she mislabeled it because it was like, "Dear Conrad, I knew you were always the one for Belly." And Jeremiah was reading this on the wedding day. I guess the mom like got confused with the labeling, and he was like, "I feel like punching you, man. This isn't cool. It's for you."
How old are these two at this point?
They're not even old enough to buy alcohol, so they have to get other people to buy the alcohol for the wedding.
They're getting married. What the fuck?
Exactly. So anyway, basically, like I said, the wedding gets canceled. I'm so glad. Woo. Even the mom was like, "I'm not showing up to your wedding." Like, yeah, that's how you know, bro. That's how you know. Wedding gets canceled. I don't know what happens after that. But obviously they break up. And Belly goes to Patty. to France.
Oh, to France. Okay.
Paris.
Paris. Okay. That took me out.
And basically, she has a boyfriend whose name is Benito.
What the fuck? Okay.
And he's like, ah, yes, Belly, I love you so much. I think he's actually a Spaniard.
Bad Bunny.
Baby, I don't matter. But anyway, so Conrad writes her letters. He's like, hey, it's kind of a little bit stalkerish vibe. Where he's like, hey, Belly, you totally don't have to respond, but I just
wait. But they were still in contact through all this time, or no?
She was not in contact with Conrad at all.
Oh wow. Okay.
But she would see Jeremiah whenever she'd go back to the house. She would see him every now and then. They were like, you know, friendly with each other, but she never saw Conrad. So years pass, and like I said, Conrad writes letters to her, and he's like, hey, Belly, I totally understand if you don't have to write me back, but it would be nice. Anyway, how are you doing? I just want to know about you.
And then she does. And then letters, not texts?
Letters. And then...
Fucking years, this dude.
19, I don't know. It's like early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
And then like the second letter is like, hey, Belly, you didn't respond to my first letter. It's okay. Totally okay. I'm not forcing you. And it's kind of like creepy vibes a little bit. Anyway, I think he shows up to Paris. El se aparece en Paris, okay? And I think it's her birthday, so they all have like a birthday dinner, and she invites him, and he thinks that Benito and her are together, but they broke up. She broke up with Benito, okay? Mm. So he's still like, oh, okay, you know? And then when he finds out, he's like, oh, you guys aren't together no more.
Oh, shit, this is a chance.
And then I don't know what happened after that, but I do know they end up together.
What the fuck?
Dude, what is this,
Gilmore Girls? What the hell? Kind of sounds like Gilmore Girls.
With Rory and...
With Rory and Logan.
The thing is, I know that the for the boys in Gilmore Girls, I know...
It's Dean and Jess.
No, that's what I was saying. I don't know the character's name, but I know the actor's names. But I guess it could be... I mean, it's a love triangle. But, like, imagine, like, let me put the situation to you, okay? Mm-hmm. You're dating this girl. She's great. Oh, no. What happened? Oh, no.
Technical difficulty,
oh,
guys.
No. Oh, no. No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, technical difficulties.
No, we're fine.
The cord unplugged. Okay. So, like I said, let me give you the situation, okay? You're dating a girl. She's great.
She's cute. Tell me she's cute.
Duh. And, but then, okay. You're going through a tough period. You guys break up. And then you're like, your sister looks very nice. You date the sister. But then the sister's like, Joseph, I don't want anything serious. Like, she's very like.
They always say that. Fuck. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Shut up, bitch. But you know what I mean? She's like, Joseph, I don't want anything serious. Like, and in your heart, you know that the first sister will always be your first love.
Okay.
And you keep dating her. You proposed to her. Out of Deluluness.
Deluluness.
Yeah.
And being in the moment. And being in love with love, basically.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway.
Being in love with the idea of a person.
Okay. So anyway, you propose and you're about to get married. It gets destroyed just for you. Like a few years later, for you to get back with the first sister, like it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like cut that out. I don't think people realize how that's crazy. That's nasty. That is incest.
Well, how is that incest?
I don't know because, well,
that's not incest.
Well, not incest, but you know, like it has some incestual vibes.
Okay, because like you date one and then you go to the other one and then you go back to the first one.
Yeah, like you're dating brothers. They're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think my flabbers have been gassed. Okay, like it's just crazy. It's crazy. That was a really dumb joke, but anyway, got me thinking. What is like the craziest love triangle you've? Either, I guess not witness in real life, because I don't think...
Yeah, in real life, that doesn't really happen. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I went through one time. Yeah, I can't say that on the podcast.
Wait, Wait, you're not saying specific, so it's okay.
No, I can't say that. I can't say that, dude. I can't.
Okay, what about in a show?
The craziest one? I mean, the only one that I have seen and remember is the Gilmore Girls one. That's like the most prominent in my brain.
With Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, with Milo and
Matt Sukri.
Justin Dean. Justin, that's their names in the show. And the other one is mine. The most recent one in my brain.
Yeah, I know all about it. But, you know, I feel like it only ever happens in movies.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often.
But, you know, now there's a movie being announced.
Wait, is it a continuation, by the way, of the show?
I think the movie's going to be, like, focusing on, like, Belly and Conrad and, like, their life as... Because I think the books end with her getting married to Conrad.
Okay.
So I think it's going to, like, be like, we got married, now we're living our happily ever after.
Probably going to be some issues because, you know, fucking climax of the movie and all that shit. Maybe they break up again and get back together.
Oh, God, no. That's too old. But...
Now, do you think the whole concept of, like, let's pretend for a second that they were not, like, siblings or whatever the fuck, but that this girl dated, right? What if it was just someone that she met, they went out, whatever, they ended up breaking up, she goes to another one, and then she ends up finding her way back to the first one? Do you think that's, like, a cute idea? Is it something?
I think it's something that definitely happens to people.
I would definitely say that's something that happens.
It's more realistic than, you know,
than the love triangle shit, right?
Yeah. No. I think it does happen, you know, time.
I think the whole thing of, like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I think that's actually true.
I think time does its wacky little things. But, yeah, I don't think that's bad. Is it bad?
No, I don't think that's bad.
But
you know what they say? A lot of people nowadays are like, been there, done that. I'm not ever going to go back to an ex type shit. But, like, people grow apart and people grow. So I think sometimes it works out. Get me?
I think it depends on each person and how things ended.
Wrong time, right person.
Well, also if it's one-sided.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm. But...
I think we can both relate on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, relationships are interesting.
Girl, tell me about it. I think a good... Not a good love triangle, but a love triangle that got me think. Like, one I wrote down for this is... It's a new movie. It's the one with Pedro Pascal and Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans.
Oh,
Materialists.
I was going to watch that, but by the time I wanted to go watch it or I had a chance to, like, it wasn't showing anymore.
Where it's like Pedro Pascal's character, he's like, yeah, I'm this rich guy. But like Chris Evans' character is like, I'm poor, but, you know.
I love you.
Exactly. And I didn't watch the movie. But that was, like, a good love triangle where I was thinking, like,
damn. From what I understand, she ended up picking Chris Evans, which is, like, the poor guy or whatever the hell. A lot of people had a problem with that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, I Pedro Pascal, great. The thing is, I didn't see the movie, so I don't know if he was, like, a dickhead or something.
Here's the thing. No.
He was, like, a good character in that movie?
Yeah. I never watched it, but, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say it, yeah.
Yeah, we should start watching the movies that we're fucking talking about.
But there was, like, the scene where it's, like, when you look at me, or when I look at you, I can give you the Chris Evans, the broke boy. Mm-hmm. He's, like, I can give you the promise. You know, I see us growing old together, having kids together, having a future together. And I saw this comment being, like, Dakota, don't be with him. He's threatening you with kids. And I couldn't stop. He's, like, he's threatening you. But the thing is, like, she was, from what I see, people were like, well, I hate her character because she's being like materialist almost. Mm-hmm. But from what I read, like, he was still living with a bunch of roommates, and like, she truly loved him, but she knew that his financial status wasn't gonna, or his financial but that sounds kind of like, you know.
I mean, that's
his financial struggles weren't going to get any better. He was already in his 30s, still living with roommates. That isn't the future she wanted. She wanted to live with him, you know, and maybe start a family, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And for how it's going for them, it wasn't going to turn out like that. But then you have Pedro Pascal, where she's not fully in love with him, but she feels financially secure, you know, and she likes him.
But she doesn't love him, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, from what I've learned and from what I've heard and from the things that I've seen, love, you can't rely just on love, but that's definitely necessary to be happy, you know?
Because my thing is like also like your future gets stressful because you're not financially secure, or like, I mean, the world is crazy. You're not gonna ever be in a place where you're financially secure. Of course, yeah. You know, like there's always gonna be moments of like, ooh, but like I said, Chris Evans' character, he's in his 30s and with roommates and like he can't even afford like basic things. So it's like, you know, like, come on now.
You know. And that also kind of speaks to like the your character. Like if you can't get yourself to a place where you're comfortable for yourself, you know, then that, like, what did you do that kind of got you to that place, you know? What does that say about your character?
You know, I think, yeah.
yeah, I agree. 100%.
But yeah, The Summer I Turned Pretty, I should probably watch that show. I've heard it has some interesting lines, a little bit of like cringy. It's cringy writing, from what I've heard.
Love triangles.
But here's the thing. It's also meant for teenagers. The show is meant for teenagers.
Like Twilight.
Exactly. So like now that we're adults, it might seem cringy to us because we're not in that fucking mindset anymore. You know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like this topic is good, and you know, a couple that I, even though a little bit toxic, a couple that I love is Kermit and Miss Piggy. And The Muppets Show.
Yo, that came out of the left field. That was amazing.
And The Muppets Show
is... The things that Alexa has been saying today are very, like, genuine, unique. Fucking, what did you say, dude? Redacted?
Redacted, crazy. Mr. Redacted. We don't
Mr.
talk about him.
Mr. Redacted, dude. About someone that you don't want to fucking talk about. It's great. You guys should use that shit, dude.
Redacted. It helps. It really helps. I mean, I think even saying that person's name, you know.
It's like Voldemort.
And I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean,
no, but it's amazing. It's just so unique.
You broke down in the car.
I am obsessed with Redacted.
I was like, well, you know, I once went this place with, you know, Mr. Redacted. I
fucking lost it, dude. Crazy.
I'm sorry. It sounds mean, but I didn't mean it.
No, it doesn't sound mean. It just sounds creative.
Well, you know, you gotta get creative.
Amazing.
When the heart is healing, you gotta be creative. Fucking amazing. You gotta be a little Delulu in your mind.
Right, what were you saying?
But, yeah. Have you ever seen The Muppet Show?
I've seen clips. Yeah, probably. Like when I was a kid. Well, I saw the Kermit movies.
Yeah. Well, Sabrina Carpenter is going to be a guest star in The Muppets Show.
Wasn't she already? No?
Nope. I don't think so.
I saw her. I think I saw like a clip of her singing with Elmo or something.
Bitch, Elmo is not the same thing as Kermit, you whore.
Oh, Sesame Street. Sesame
Jesus
Street.
Fucking bitch. Jesus. But yeah. I've always loved seeing the theories that like, let me get you thinking. You've never seen Sabrina Carpenter and Miss Piggy in the same room. Because like people think they're the same. It's a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Because it's like, yeah, they have like the same vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
Same pink.
I can't wait to see her dynamic with Miss Piggy. I think she's going to eat the house down, bro. Like, I think, what? I think she's going to eat it up. I love Miss Piggy. She is a diva. She is divalicious. And... so it's Sabrina Carpenter. And I think it also got me thinking, like, Kermit and Miss Piggy, they're kind of toxic. They're a little freaky deaky. Like,
I never thought about it.
They are. If you see clips, she's like, well, whatever. He's like, okay, whatever. It's like, it's crazy.
Do you think that this is the reason why there are so many toxic couples in the world? Because of Kermit and Miss Piggy?
I don't know.
They normalize the toxicity, dude.
But it's fucking hot. I'm gonna take off my sweater. Sorry. Oh, hold up.
Some quick ASMR again.
No, I wore this cute little leather jacket because it, just in case if Joseph decides to take any stupid videos of me like you did last time.
I will always. Like right now.
No, because I'm taking it off, so it's not gonna be cool, and I'm sweating my fucking pits off. My pits are wet. My pits are moist. But anyway, now that he's recording me, so anyway. I think I'm just gonna
You look very 90s, dude.
So anyway, I think Miss Piggy and Sabrina are gonna eat it up.
Let me just take a quick selfie for the
Hey guys, hold on, I'm fucking sweating in here. But sorry, I'm fanning my shirt. You can hear it. I think it's gonna be great. Like I either have when I was little, or I haven't paid much attention to The Muppet Show, but you know what? I can't wait.
Me neither.
I don't even have Disney Plus.
Oh, is it only going to be on Disney?
I imagine. I mean, it's or The Paramount. Muppets are by... No.
Is it Disney?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, Disney owns the world, basically.
Yeah, literally, bro. I honestly, I can't wait. But also, it got me thinking of back in the day, like, TV used to be so good. And it got me thinking of, like, any, like, random, like, guest stars and random shows. Mm. Like, fucking this guy who was on Law & Order, but he's a rapper. I mean, and he's still on that show. He's been, like, 20-something years. He's still on that show. So, I guess it's not, like, a guest star, but it's, like, huh?
Or, like, a recurring role in the TV show. Okay.
Yeah, like, let's say, like when Brad Pitt showed up on Friends. I've never even watched Friends. Or like, when Amy Adams was on The Office, I was like, girl, who?
Who?
Amy Adams.
How was that?
Oh, that was, like, when the show was in its prime.
Amy Adams?
Amy Adams.
What the fuck is that?
Giselle and Enchanted.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking shit.
Uncultured swine right here, bro.
I didn't know her name. She's in Superman.
Yeah, she's Lois Lois.
She's Lois Lane.
Yeah, that one. She's great. But she's also, I think, in the Muppets movie.
Dude, everyone and their mother has been in the Muppets at the time.
But yeah, it got me thinking, like, random, like, guest stars, like, back in the day, like, for me, being a Disney Gen Z person, whatever. Like, I remember when they used to do, like, the crossover shows, so, like, Jesse would, like, blend into like, Austin and Allie. Mm-hmm. And, like, for, like, it's, like, the Christmas specials.
Our Sweet Life on Deck would be with, what was another show? Sunday with a Chance? Was it Sunday with a Chance? You know Sweet Life on Deck with Zach and Cody?
Dylan and Cole Sprouse?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, that's before your time, dude.
I never watched that. I would
that's,
watch...
That's a great one.
I would watch the reruns when it would be, like, 3 in the morning and it was summer and I was like, I don't want to go to sleep. So I'd put on Disney. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, what the fuck? But then I'd take it off. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess for you, it would be Jesse and what else?
Well, it was...
Austin Alley.
Yeah, like, it was, like, this episode where it's, like, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And he's like... And, yeah, and then he performs. And all, like, the kids are like, yeah! But, like, yeah, but yeah, like crossover things, like random, like, guest stars, like, I don't know, I just, TV isn't the same, and I feel like every podcast is the same fucking thing, like, nothing's the same, like, people are like, boy, shut the fuck up, like, whatever, but, like,
well, nothing is never, well,
okay,
well, I feel like things are the same, but at the same time, things are always gonna be different, like, for me, like, you're talking about shows.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think of Street Life. Music. Yeah. No. I think of different shows than you do. It's a different thing. Like, it's gonna be the same thing, but different for different ages.
Well, Debbie Ryan was in that show.
Yes.
Which I had no clue. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was also Radio Radio Rebel.
Radio Rebel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A great movie. That's the face she makes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Right. The meme before she's like.
Yo, she was in Disney for a fucking long time.
Yeah. And originally. We're going into Disney lore. Uh-huh. Originally, they didn't want to give her Jessie because they were like, you're too old. But somehow she got it. Somehow she got it. But going back to Sabrina Carpenter, who was also a Disney actor.
Yes.
And great.
Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Great show.
Had a crush on her since then. Amazing.
Great show. Well, there's some episodes I look back and I'm like, what the...
Girl Meets World? I mean, there is an over-dramatization problem with that show where it's like they make... small little problem into like an entire
it's crazy yeah. But yeah, I can't wait to see her guest star in the Muppets show, the most random thing ever, but somehow it works out, like, so I know it's gonna be amazing. And yeah, I say bring back random guest stars on random shows, like, where's Brad Pitt in Friends?
Do you think that kind of like got a little stale just because of Marvel? You know how in all Marvel movies, there's always like a cameo going in between the movies and stuff?
No, I don't think it's still.
Because I'm kind of like sick of that because it's like they kind of ruined it for me because it's like every fucking movie there's a cameo.
I just think it's still because TV isn't as good as it used to be.
I suppose. It could just be lazy writing.
I guess.
You could have that. Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, I don't know. I think TV needs to be. I mean, I also think it's like it's the nostalgia of going. Like, turning on the TV, and, like, I had cable TV, so I think it's also that, like, like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody shows up, and they're like, hey, guys, like, it's a show on Netflix, I wouldn't be as, I don't know.
It's not the same.
I also think part of it is the stupid audience reaction that always paints all those stupid shows.
And it's dead sitcoms.
It's dead people's voices.
On
I have no
sitcoms,
clue.
You mean?
Yes.
You don't like sitcoms?
No, but what I'm saying is like Disney had that. I would watch Liv and Maddie, mm-hmm. and like they would have like
yeah, the, all those shows had that. Fucking, like, that
ooh, mm-hmm. ah, you know, like yeah. noises.
Jesse is recorded with a live studio audience.
Do you think that's actually real?
I think some of them are, some of them aren't. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to tell them.
Because I think earlier
shows like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
People would say that for Liv and Maddie, but at the same time, and I would see pictures of like an audience, but I was like, how is it possible? Because the sets are so different. Like, I was like, huh? But then I was like, well, I'm stupid because they can just pause. Like, I thought it was like a one shot thing, and I was
And there's bloopers so that they fuck up the line sometimes, and they still record in front of
us. But I think part of the excitement is like seeing, like, I keep using Brad Pitt and Friends, or like I've never even seen Friends, but like I know he guest starred there. Like, you see him walk in, honestly, like, woo! You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it adds. And like, I used to kind of hate it as a kid, not gonna lie. I'd be like, shut up, I'm trying to hear. But
why did it bother you? It just did.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
That's interesting.
something up here, bro. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like that's also why I'm like, TV isn't good anymore because there's not like the. But here's the thing for talk shows, like Jimmy Fallon, like whenever the audience claps way too loud, because there's like a monitor where it's like audience clap and they off the clap. I'm like, shut up. Like, it's so forced.
There's a lot of fakeness.
Exactly. That's what I fucking hate. It's so forced. So I feel like I also associated that. But at the same time, then I found out that it's like a track.
Oh, a laugh track. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of times it's fake. Well, nowadays I'm pretty sure a lot of it is fake. So.
Yeah, so I was like, bro, what? Like, but at the same time, I used to hate that. Now I'm like, but now shows aren't good enough because they don't have that. Like, now shows don't feel the same way because.
Oh, now you're saying that they need the laugh track? Or that you miss the laugh track?
Makes me nostalgic.
You're a very nostalgic person.
I am.
You're going to be that old lady in the corner and be like, Back in my day. I miss the good old days.
Girl, I see these, I don't even have TikTok, but I've heard of people, like, 2016 babies being like, to be a preteen in 2016 would have been so much fun, but now I had to be born. And then I think about my time, I was 11 in 2016, I was like, it was good times, you know what I mean?
It's become trendy to be nostalgic.
Yeah, like those stupid filters and, like, the makeup tutorials, like, the lip tutorials that would be on YouTube, like, all these like extra makeup tutorials using like the stupid Farsali oil, which costs so much and it's a basic fucking face oil, like all these things, and like people using like these little brushes for like the contour, and like I was like, oh my god, what the fuck. Oh, that was a text message that freaked me out. It scared me. But they can't even hear it. That's what it makes me look crazy, because they can't even hear it.
No, you're fine.
But
we're all crazy here.
Yeah, crazy train rip. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, love. Oh, bollocks. Sorry. But what was I saying?
I love it when you rant, dude. Amazing.
What was I saying? 2016. Anyway. Yes. Oh, who's texting you? That keeps going off. So anyway. Yeah, like whenever I see those videos, it's like literally people who were born 2016, like, oh my god, they yearn for the 2016 vibes. And you know what? I don't blame them.
People who are born in 2016, that means they're 9. That's crazy.
My niece.
That's nuts. Is she actually saying shit like that, dude?
No. But it was just like a trend I think I watched like a YouTube commentary video, and it was like how nostalgic is so present, especially nowadays, especially since COVID. Mm-hmm. And she posted an example where it's like literally kids were born in 2016 yearn for the feeling of being, you know, but yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because things just seem to better. Okay.
But did they? Or is it just a product of trends?
Both. I think both. Because we are much younger, so it's less preocupaciones. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I didn't grow up in the best household, so I was definitely having things on my mind that no 11-year-old should be having on their mind. However, I also didn't have to pay any bills. Like, did I worry about my mom being able to pay the bills? Yes. But I was like, well, I don't have to do it, so it's I'll be like,
And also, I think your brain at that age isn't developed enough to even like process a lot of the things that's happening. It's always like in the afterthought, and the later years that you're like, oh, this shit happened to me. Why didn't I not react like this way or whatever?
I guess. But like, I just think like, it's just the aesthetic of 2016, like the really like stupid like filters people put on their pictures, or like when everybody was obsessed with like those baby lips, like the Maybelline thing, like the chapstick, people were obsessed with that, and like the rubber bracelets, bro. Oh my, I had so many of those growing up. The slime epidemic that took over every fucking 11-year-old's mind.
What were the rubber thing called? They had a name. The rubber bands things.
They did?
Yeah, they had a name. It had like a name.
It's a bracelet, bro.
No, but it's Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? The ones that have shapes? Do you remember that?
I do remember those ones. Yes. But more specifically, I'm talking about the ones that you would make.
Oh, okay.
Like you can do like a fish braid.
You unlocked my fucking memory.
It was crazy. Yeah, I had
silly bands.
The ones that are shaped like animals and they would glow in the dark. I had those in kindergarten.
Holy fuck, dude.
I had those.
Dude, I had them bitches when I was in fifth grade.
No, I had those in kindergarten. And then I remember
that would make sense. 5 years difference.
But then I remember when I got like really trendy, like when I was like in second grade to make them, and people would sell them in my elementary. Entrepreneurs.
Oh shit, in my elementary people would sell the silly bands.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, people. Fuck. What kind of kids, dude?
And then like 2016, like the slime epidemic, bro. Oh my god. The slime was crazy. And like I remember my
do you remember in middle school when people used to smoke Smarties? The candy?
No, that was in my elementary. Jesus. Or some people were snorted.
That's fucking nasty. No, it was in my
like,
8th grade.
Like, no, for me, it was in, like, in 4th grade or, like, 5th grade where people were like, look at this. So they would crush it and they would, like, suck on the thing and then you go... Pew,
you think they were doing that in high school, too?
Yeah, probably.
From what I'm understanding, it always happens in the same... Like, it's just a trend, but, like, it hits...
I don't think people were doing it then.
I don't think so. No. Dude. It's fucking crazy, dude.
But yeah, like...
What kind of trends are happening now at schools? Vapes.
Hey guys, come with me to. Hey guys, I'm in second grade. I have TikTok. Get ready with me to learn how to do a vape ring at the bathroom today. You know what I mean? What is that called? The vape trick? But like when you.
Tricks? I've never learned how to do those. But
girl, yeah. I never smoked anything. How the fuck am I supposed to know? But I see people doing them, like the little pew, 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 you know?
Pew, pew.
Yeah. But yeah, like. Back in my day, we were cooler. Okay, that's also what millennials say. I think that's what every generation says. Like, we're the best generation. Yeah. Baby boomers, no, you're not little, bro. You wish you were me. Anyway, I feel like this topic got a little crazy. But you know, I hope Sabrina Carpenter and Miss Piggy have
the best of times.
The most cunty divalicious fucking showdown.
And do you know when it's gonna air?
I have no clue.
No, you just okay. Let me see if I can find it. Before we move on to the next topic.
Yeah, please. Please, please.
The Muppets,
please.
Right? The Muppets.
The Muppet Show. Don't prove them right. Please, please, please. Don't meow, 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 meow. My makeup's so nice.
It's set to be a guest star in a new Disney Plus special for The Muppet Show, which is being revived by Sephiroth. Okay, ready. It's slated to premiere in 2026.
Oh,
what the fuck? I mean, that's only like 3 months from now.
Don't even say that.
That's only, 3 months. Next month is October, dude.
Shut up. I'm so excited.
We're getting into a spooky season.
Yay!
Yo, I went into Spirit Halloween today, dude. Just to kind of see it.
It's open already?
Yeah, it's open already. I mean, it's just a week away from October. Right there.
I'm so excited. I love Halloween. Anyway, my next topic is one that made me upset.
Okay.
Because this person is, in my opinion, she is a talented artist. I think it speaks about how the charts and how, like...
Is it Harry Styles?
He just ran a marathon.
I know. Fucking...
Yeah.
Great.
Girl, we ain't never getting that album.
No, we're not. This man is doing side quests.
Good for him.
Yeah, he does need to get...
This topic is about Halsey. And she's saying that her album isn't allowing her, literally is not allowing her, to make another album because it didn't perform.
Her label?
Yeah. It didn't perform though. I mean, she was like, yeah, we had 10,000 like sales in a week, which is like good or something like that. But she was like, they're not, I think she had an album like Manic. And that was like her best one yet, I think. She was like, yeah, like these people want me, they want the Manic numbers. But, you know, that can't happen every fucking time. You know, at least it's good that every once in a while I have a good hit. You know, good, something good in the charts. But it's like, I can't be doing that every fucking time.
Okay, yeah, I do recognize Manic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means it was very popular because I don't really listen to her like that.
Yeah, me neither.
And her last album was last year. So now she's saying that she's not allowed to release another album?
They're not allowing her to even make another one.
Who the fuck is her label, dude?
I think Atlantic.
They got me mad for some reason.
I think it's Atlantic. I could be wrong. Can you see? Urban.
Columbia.
Columbia, never mind. Well, Columbia needs to stop being so stupid, okay? I think it's just sad. She was like, I really want to start in the process of doing another album, but they're just not letting me because they want these crazy numbers from the one from the album of Manic. And, you know, I can't be having those fucking numbers and those charts every single fucking time. You know, like, just the fact that some songs went viral, like, that should be good enough for, like...
Oh, I heard the song Closer. I've heard that song. Do you know that song? I think it's one of her most popular ones.
Oh, with Chainsmokers?
I think so. I've heard that song.
Yeah, so sorry, baby, like... pull me closer in the...
Yeah.
Oh my God, bring me back to 2016. That was in middle school, bro.
But... Sorry, I'm researching this right now because this is actually very interesting.
It was her interview with Zane Lowe, mm-hmm. Zane Lowe from Apple Music.
But what I'm also seeing is that she got dropped from her label in 2024.
I have no clue.
So, do you know how record labels work? So let's say you're a new artist and you get signed to a record label, right? And this record label signs you for $1 million or something. That's what happened to Dominic Fike. He got signed in 2018 for an album deal. Let's say three albums or two albums. It depends on the deal. But they give you an amount of money. And this amount of money is a loan, technically. So they give you $1 million so to set you on your way and give you money so you can just focus on music, basically. But you got to pay that shit back. And how do you pay that back? By album sales. So technically, the minute that you get signed, you owe someone money. So yes, you get like fucking Beyonce gets signed for $10 million or whatever the fuck she gets signed for this deal, but she automatically owes the record label and is practically enslaved to this record label till she pays back the money. Now, all these artists, like these very popular artists like Miley Cyrus, they don't really have to worry about that shit because their music sells whether it's crap or not. You know, and they will get the numbers, blah, 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 just for mm-hmm. having the name. But what happens a lot is that maybe you only have one good album or one good song, and then the next album doesn't perform as well because you're not popping off or you're not doing the trends and all that shit. So let's say you're signed for a 3-album deal. So let's say your first album is good. You pay back half the money or some shit like that. The second album does half of that. You're not going to pay back that money. And then the third album, maybe they just drop your ass, and then you have to pay back the money out of pocket. And not even being able to release an album. Now, what you can do is that you can just do it independently and then just release your own shit. But you won't have the backing of a record label.
It got me thinking, is it better to be an independent artist? Because Clairo made Charm mm-hmm. as an independent artist. And she just got signed to Atlantic Records.
So when she gets signed for a certain amount of money. But this is the caveat. Technically, a lot of artists don't really need what they're offering, which is marketing. You know, but technically, if you yourself built yourself up in like Instagram and social media, you can just become your own marketing team. You can hire a bunch of people and then they can run your accounts and then you technically don't need a record label. So why did she sign to Atlantic if it's been working out so far?
I don't know. I was like, hopefully we just don't, she doesn't lose her artistic freedom because
that no, is a then, big thing. There are certain deals. Like, if you're like your notoriety is enough, then a label will actually give you the leeway to just do whatever you want.
Because Olivia Rodrigo.
But that's scary because let's say your album doesn't sell as much as, you know.
Olivia Rodrigo was like, oh, well, you know, like I got offered like millions, or like mm-hmm. $1 million, $2 million. But they would control what I did, so I turned it down. And then she got offered like a few thousands from her now record label. Mm-hmm.
What's her record label? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Olivia, you said, right?
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo. But she was like, yeah, but I'd rather have, like, you know, I'd rather have, like, lower, you know what I mean? Like, she was like, but this deal, they were like, we'll give you all the freedom you can have.
She signed to Geffen. Okay.
Yeah, they were like, we'll give you, like, all the freedom you can have. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is literally, like, even for the music videos, they were like, well, what do you want to do? It's your music video. Which is often not the case sometimes, you know? So, I just hope... I think maybe if Halsey goes independent or, like, she gets signed to, like, a record label where they let her do an album and, you know, I think it'd be better for her. But I think, unfortunately, going independent is, like, kind of, like, what's the best right now.
She has a name, though, to build. Well, what a lot of people do is they do it backwards, dude, is that they go through, like, an indie label first. Because, like, let's say you go through to like a major label, like, and you become famous, like, it's a lot to take in at first. So I kind of like the way that Clairo did it, where she started releasing music by herself and then just slowly but steady got this notoriety, and now she's pretty well known. Not nationally, not like a household name, I think, but like she's known.
No, yeah, she's very well
known. So now that she's like going to a major label, I think she kind of wants to become like, she wants to have the backing that she didn't have before, meaning she wants to step above.
I guess.
That's what that move is telling me. She built up this audience and now she wants it to grow.
Can you tell me how much she signed? I think it was like for like millions of my mind goes to 10 million. I don't think it was 10 million.
Atlantic, right?
Yeah. I could be totally wrong.
No, I think that sounds about right. I can continue to be expressive, she says.
Yeah. Tell me how much you signed for, bro.
Hold up. Amount.
3 million?
Fucking shit. The specific dollar amount for Clairo's deal with Atlantic Records has not been officially confirmed. A viral social media post on X, formerly Twitter, when it claimed the deal was for 100 million with specific terms.
Oh, never mind.
100 million is a lot.
It is.
I mean, like what I just explained to you, so she's basically 100 million in debt just by fucking signing to this company. And God knows how many albums that is.
Well, she does sell a lot.
Now, there's not that much money just to kind of get you like, there's not that much money in record sales, because record sales nowadays is basically just streaming, and that's fucking cents. So most money in the music industry right now is just performance. Yes, it's just shows, like tours, arena shows.
But she's been going a lot on tour, and she's
paying back that money, dog. What do you think? What do you think? There's like 80-year-old men fucking
Jesus
on
Christ.
The road.
Oh, what's this? Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. I mean, a lot of these cats, like, they, like, oh, my God, I just said cats.
Cats?
Jesus Christ, who am I, dude?
Meow?
A lot of these people, they're just used to going on the road a lot.
I guess.
From, like, tours. So they just don't never get off the road because it's just what they do, you know? But some of them, I'm pretty sure they're in debt. Like,
that's so sad.
What's one? Chuck Berry. I know that man was, like, when he was alive, he was in debt. So that's why he was still fucking playing when he was 80.
And that's crazy because he, like...
No, he had a lot of money, but a lot of shit deals. You also gotta be careful what you sign. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, when I saw that, I was like, an angel has lost its wings, bro. When I saw that Clairo sign, I was like, no.
I think it's good, and I think that she just wants a bigger audience. I think she deserves that shit, dude, because like she makes really good music. But like you talk to somebody on the street, they don't know who the fuck Clairo is, you know?
There's no way.
There's a way. I would say 20 people work. Let's say 20 people work at our store that we work at, right? I feel like
only three.
Three of them know who Clairo is.
Us included.
I think that's a crime, in my opinion. Because their music is everywhere, but she's not a household name, you know?
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. That is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S. Quick, because we have some time. Quick okay. Tangent.
Oh.
Just to kind of put more gas into this topic, right? Let's say Nirvana, okay? Nirvana made an album in 1989. It's called Bleach. Okay. They were signed to Geffen Records, which is the same one that...
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes. But now they're more popular because basically Nirvana and a lot of different bands that were signed to that made it popular.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, they were like very little well-known. They made this album for $600, okay? And there was basically no marketing. What the record label did is just give them enough money so they can go on the road and actually just sell shows and all that crap. Then they made Nevermind, which is like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit and all the hits, whatever.
They're the most popular.
They specifically wanted to go to a bigger record label because they knew that they had great songs and they knew they made a great album. So they went to a bigger record label that will actually allow them to sell more and have a wider audience. And that's why they popped the fuck off, because like mm-hmm. they hit it right on the money. They had great songs, they had a good record label, they had a good deal, and they made a bunch of money, and it's a household name at this point.
Yeah.
So I think that's what Clairo's trying to do, in my opinion.
I guess.
Which, great.
No, yeah.
If she thinks that, okay, if the album that she's cooking right now is amazing, and she signed, that's why she signed this deal, then I'm very excited.
Me too.
But if she's not sure, and she signed this deal before, knowing what kind of material she's working with, then that's like a little worrying, in my opinion.
We shall see.
Either way, I'm so excited.
We shall see.
Because I have trust in Claire. Claire Cottrell. Great.
Me too, but also I'm scared. Because like I said, like a label can be very controlled. Even though she is a big name. Not a household.
No, she's, but in the music world, she's a big name.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, You think that they would give her freedom, but at the same time, look at our, well, I guess
the way that I think starting. About this is like there's a Billie Eilish and then there's Clara. It's two very different in terms of like notoriety. Mm-hmm. You get me? So that's the way I think about it.
But I just, I hope they don't like try to control her. Like,
I hope not, dude.
I really hope not. My Shayla. Shayla. But
yeah. In terms of Halsey, dude, I think going independent is the way to go.
Especially for her case, because, like, I really do think, I think her last album was good. Was it popping off the charts? No, but I think it was good.
Was it commercial, though?
Literally everything on her Instagram, she did, like, each song was based on, like, artist who inspired her. So, like, every single day leading up to the album, I think, like, maybe it was, like, a week or something like that, she was, like, dressing up as this person, because this person inspired. And, like, it was, like, hardcore makeup. Like, she looked... Can you search it up? She looked
on her Instagram?
Yeah. Like she recreated like the woman from Evanescence.
Nice.
She kinda looked like her. I was like, damn, like this shit is crazy. Like she was going hardcore. So I thought, damn, this shit's gonna pop off. And when I saw that, it didn't. And when I saw that, like,
wait, what picture are you talking about? Or what pictures?
It's for her album. You're gonna have to like really like scroll, because that shit was like a few months ago.
Yo, isn't that Padme? Dude, she looks like Padme.
No, but yeah, like she was promoting it. Now, was she promoting it enough?
Maybe. I personally didn't even know that she released an album, so.
But that is part of her label's thing. Her label's the one who have to, because mm-hmm. Look at Sabrina Carpenter. People were like, damn, bro,
is
like
she under the same label. Who's Sabrina under? Dude, whoever's running Sabrina shit.
No, she used to. Label. She left the record label because it was literally her album Emos I Can't Stand. Like I said, I've been an original fan, so I've been listening to all her albums. But people were like, damn, bro, like she needs to have recognition. She needs to get off that record label because they are not promoting her enough.
She's under UMG, Universal Music Group. So UMG owns the world. This is your Disney in the music world. Okay, she's under that.
But people were like, they were like, bro, like they're not promoting her enough. She's not gonna, you know, she's so underrated. This was, you know,
Halsey or Sabrina?
Sabrina.
Oh, back then, you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then Espresso popped off.
Uh-huh.
Luckily,
she hit at the right time, I think.
Yeah, but like, yeah, bro. I think the record labels need to get their shit together.
You know, I've heard a couple of interviews recently by a lot of prominent people in the music industry, like band people, basically, mm-hmm. And a bunch of them say that technically, you don't really need record labels nowadays.
You don't.
Because what record labels are, they're a bank, technically, if you
and
need money.
And marketing, and you have social media for them.
But you have social media for that. So if you just find, if you want to be independent and you find yourself a good manager.
It's totally, yeah.
And you just hire like a touring manager too, you'll be fine. Exactly. That's what the fuck I should do.
I'll be your manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joseph, get up and record 20 TikToks today.
Jesus Christ. Dude, I actually do need to do that shit. I mean, that... Just fucking do social media, and that's your marketing right there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I wish the best for Halsey, because I feel like she deserves it. Okay.
She does, dude.
Like,
I don't even listen to her music like that, but, like, she's a household name, I think.
And she's very talented. Yes. Like, you know, vocally and the vision she has. She's very passionate about it, too. There's some people who are like, yeah, I'll just lose for the cash grab or whatever. But she doesn't seem like that kind of person. So for her to be like, my album isn't, my label isn't allowing me to make this, to make another album, like, you can see it's really hurting her.
Oh, I haven't clarified that. So does she have a record label right now, or has she got a new one?
I imagine she does, because that interview was quite recent. She was like, my record label is not allowing me to do another album.
Oh, okay. And okay, another thing is that record labels will do that shit. Like, they will shelve a record,
yeah,
if they don't think it's good enough.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's probably what happened. So they heard the record and they were just like, we're not gonna release it because we don't think it's gonna hit.
Well, her album was released.
It was released?
Yeah, they're just not letting her make another one.
And yes, maybe she has another one. And maybe she already did it. And they showed it to her. Or she showed it to them and they just didn't like it or something. That happens a lot.
I don't know. She was like, they're not allowing me to go in the studio. They don't want me to make another album because they want the numbers that Manic got. And since this album didn't get that, they're, you know, upset at me because they want. But it's like, bro, you can't.
But how are you going to know that if you haven't heard the new songs then?
Exactly. It's crazy.
This is the end of episode 2.
let me go to my notes.
Let's recap.
Yay. Okay. Sorry. Shut up. Okay. So
I didn't say anything.
It was my phone. Okay. So So in conclusion, the summer I turned pretty, yay or nay? I say
I'm gonna go watch it. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Yeah, I'm rewatching Supernatural, guys. But I'm gonna.
I say meh. I want her to choose herself. But in this case, I feel like she had to choose one of the boys. So I think Conrad is the best decision. So you know what? I change my mind. I say yay. Fine. Joseph, we shall see what Joseph thinks in the future.
Love triangles are interesting. I will say that.
They're stressed. They stress me out, bro. I can't. I don't know how that woman does it. Like, no, bro. Sabrina Carpenter starring in The Muppet Show. I say yay.
Yay.
I can't wait to what crazy adventures her and Miss Piggy get into.
I'm surprised The Muppet's still on, actually.
Honestly, me too.
It's been on since like the 80s or something.
Look at Elmo. He's on fucking Netflix now, bro. That's crazy.
Yo, isn't Elmo like 5?
Shut up.
He's always been 5.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go on.
Yeah, what about it, bitch? Halsey saying that her label is not allowing her to make another album.
Dude, fuck record labels, dude.
I say boo!
Jesus Christ. I think her going independent would be the way to go.
I agree.
She can do it. Is Billie Eilish independent?
No.
No, right?
No.
Who the fuck is independent nowadays?
Clearly. Like, not anymore.
Justin Bieber. I think he's independent, though.
No.
I think so.
I don't think so. But yeah, I know. Now they're not coming to my mind, but I know artists. Some artists are.
Oh no, those motherfuckers on their UMG.
Yeah, I know some people are independent. So, I think Iggy Azalea was independent, but now she does OnlyFans. So, what? It's true.
At least she's working.
She's making that money.
At least she's working.
But. Yeah, you know, I say boo. I say nay to the record label. And I
wish
say,
her the best, dude.
And I say yay for Halsey, bro. Like,
support the arts, man. Go see her shows. I think, honestly, that's the best way to support artists. Yeah. Just go see their shows.
Yeah. But, yeah, this was episode 7.
Episode 7? 7 weeks of this shit, dude.
Episode 10 is going to be in 3 weeks.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Ah.
That's 2 months? 2 months and a half?
Shut up. Okay.
All right, boys and girls, peace and love.